opportunities today for a successful tomorrow.
This Listener Interactive Weekly Show gives you, the listener, an opportunity to call in and ask your personal investment questions to show host, investment specialist Bill Chippas.
Making practical sense and sensible understanding of today's volatile stock market and removing the mystery of commodities trading.
Call in now to WPSL at 340-1590, 340-1590, and talk to Bill Chippas. And now, here's Bill.
Welcome to the Bill Chippas Show. Hello, Treasure Coast. Hello, world. We're here to help you make sense of what's going on in all the markets. Maybe we'll talk about that Egypt thing today, but I'm joined here today by Mike King. He's in Orlando at the Money Show. And by Brian, excuse me, Mike. Mike's in the Money Show today.
I'm here.
So, Mike, what's the big hot talk at the Money Show now?
Well, the big thing, there's no question, it's all about energy. That's the big talk, because there is no substitute. There's just a little bit of oil, and there's no drilling offshore.
That's right. That's right, and you know, today.
Well, you know, oil prices have only one way to go, and the biggest problem the market has facing it is certainly inflation. This is going to be the problem. The market's doing fantastically well.
The market's acting just fine, Mike.
We're going to get some numbers before the opening tomorrow, and the balance of trade will be very important.
And you're looking at, are you still holding on to your balance of trade estimates that if it's under? Now, we talked earlier this week, Mike, you and I, and if it was under, say, 38, that's bullish. And if it's over 42, you're looking at bearishness.
Certainly, because you get a high number showing a big deficit, it takes away from the GDP.
Okay. So it's something to watch, all listeners. That comes out tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning. We also had today, initial jobless claims came in better than expected, Mike, at 380-something thousand. That was,
yeah, and yet the market opened lower.
Well, yeah, but the market's going to do what the market's going to do. We're going to talk the technicals of the market in a little bit. Speaking of oil, you're at the Lucas Energy, is at the Money Show, and they're getting their wells all in shape. We're going to probably start seeing some.
Yeah, they've got. Yeah. 100 wells now,
right?
And their barrels of oil per day are growing.
Yeah, and that
so they should be up to 600 barrels of oil a day now.
They're doing exactly what they said. No, they're doing fine, and the stock is to me looks like it's holding on, and you know it's actually
they got $50,000 a day coming in.
Yeah,
and this is a company that's just been in business 3 years. Three, 4 years.
And they're one of the fastest growing companies on the Amex. And so that looks pretty good. Any quick ideas here for the next few weeks? I mean, the stock market's acting good. It's screaming to the upside. We'll have to play the technicals on it. That's how I'm going to look at it. We bought some protection this week by buying the SDS. So that I still think that's a good idea, but stocks continue to act well. The Dow closed today at 12,229, Mike. Now, it's 12,229. The next spot for the Dow, for me, is 12,300, 12,320. So, and the S&P probably is going to try to make its way up to 1346, but we may not get that till spring. We don't know that yet, until March. So I like that idea.
Well, we haven't had 2 days down.
Not really.
In a long time.
No, we haven't. So the
every little decline is well taken by new buying.
What effect do you think
the best foot play that we've had in a long time was Charles' suggestion Monday a week ago, the Dolby, which we put in the market later. It was Charles bought the Dolby puts.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few stocks that's down.
Well, you know
and
what?
In fact, I think we sold half the position on Monday and got about $5 for him. I don't even remember what we paid for him, $1.60, $1.80.
Yeah, that fell
apart. I hope you get the number so we can put it in the market letter for calculation.
Yeah, we will.
That fell apart.
And it's got to be, where are they closed today? The Dolby put?
They closed at $5.64, up 14 cents after trading $6.60. The stock actually, as good as the market looked today, it closed 53.74, down another 77 cents.
All right. Well, you know what the chart looks like on this? I'll tell you what this looks like. Have you looked at the Indian stock market lately? This is what the Indian stock market looks like, Charles.
Okay.
This is what
That's not a good thing.
Well, I'm just telling you. If you look at the iShares Nifty 50, all right?
Mhm.
And which is a symbol INDY, it made its high in October, November, and it's now net was around $33 and it's now at $26 sitting at the September lows. It's the same chart as Dolby. They've taken on the same.
Yep, I see it.
Right. That's the Indian stock market. That's the emerging markets. So much for those guys, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that, right? I mean, that's not a good thing. So.
No.
What's causing that over there is something else. In the last couple of weeks, it's dropped more than what people thought. It's under its 200-day. So that could be a concern for the market, too, if you start to see some of these emerging markets start to lose their footing, okay? So we have to be, that's something probably for more into March that the market might be concerned about. But that's something.
I think
something.
It may also be partially a dollar play.
You know what?
You know, dollar-denominated stocks are doing much better than most of the other.
Well, why? And that's my, I would think that if you have a stronger dollar, the stock market would hold up better.
You know, traditionally, that's not been the way, but it feels like it now.
Well, there has been.
I mean, the dollar looks like it's breaking out against the Japanese yen too.
Well, that was what I know. we're going to talk about commodities and gold, silver, and Charles. You caught silver, great.
Yeah, and
I
got to
give
you.
I got to give this guy a hand here. He bought it at 26.20 right here on the show, and here it is, a $4 rally.
Yeah, and the options that we paid $1.60 for, I think we sold half of them on Monday for about $3.75, and I think they closed around $4.35 today. I'll probably take a profit on that in the letter over the weekend for Monday's market. You know, a couple of these things are short-term options, and, you know, when you're talking, when you don't have access to people during the week,
right,
and you get into the last week of an option, I tend to roll them forward or just get out and watch.
That's wise, because you lose time value.
Yeah. And don't we have a holiday coming up?
Holidays,
President's Day.
Right. The President's Day. It will be a week from Monday.
Well, that'll cut another day off because the options expire on the 19th.
Yeah, and there's a lot of activity happens. A lot of
President's Day is Monday, February 21st.
Yeah,
so we won't lose the extra day.
It's a week from Monday. Yeah.
And we're going to have the currency markets usually get wild around those times, and we're gonna talk about gold and silver, and more. And there were some stocks I want to mention after we come back from a quick break. Bill Chippin Show.
FuturesCom, an independent advisor and research firm, helping you make sound investment decisions. Enjoy the perspective of over 26 years market and industry experience in global equities and commodities, precious metals, foreign exchange, and more. Professional guidance not driven by commission. For traders who want to materially improve their success rate, FuturesCom. Call us today or visit FuturesCom.com to learn more about a two-week free trial.
For information, call 772-236-9294. WPSL Digital 1590 presents StormTrack weather from News 12. Now with a look at the evening and overnight forecast, here's Chief Meteorologist John Matthews.
Mostly cloudy skies the remainder of our day and some passing showers still in the plan as we go into our evening hours. So look for about a 60% chance of some more downpours coming at us. Our low tonight drops down to around 60 degrees. It'll be mild. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies to start the day and still about a 30% chance of some showers around the early part of our Friday. And then the winds out of the northwest around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, we get back to full sunshine with the afternoon highs right in the upper 60s. There's your weather. I'm CBS 12 Chief Meteorologist John Matthews on WPSL Digital 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
And thank you, John, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, WPSL, Digital 1590, and News 12, the ones to turn to on the Treasure Coast for up-to-date weather and news.
This is WPSL Port St. Lucie, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Weather, it's beautiful down here, a little bit of rain. But freezing up north.
Our overnight low tonight will be 60 degrees. We can hardly stand this in South Florida.
Hey, Charles, what's your weather out there like?
Well, on Monday of this week, I actually had to have a crew of guys come over here to shovel the snow off the roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how bad it was. And I have a new roof, so I wasn't concerned about it. But
no, you do.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's warmed up a little. It's 22 right now. And it hasn't snowed in 3 or 4 days. So, you know, that's part of the
upside.
Well,
you need more energy for that.
The governor declares an emergency whenever we're below 70 degrees down here.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we bought in the newsletter, Mike, and everybody can get weekly market strategies at PrincetonResearch.com. You can also get a link for that at BillChippisShow.com. I'm also going to put a link in, Mike. Lucas Energy put out a press release. So I'll
put it on your
website. I'll put the press release and all the information for the websites and everything is at BillChippisShow.com. And investors can go to that and look at that this
afternoon. Sometimes
I
forget to put it on Princeton's website.
I'll get it up there this afternoon.
We
bought DZZ, and that's the inverse gold. Looking for gold to drop. If gold drops a little bit, this will rise. So
you picked just the right spot on the SDS.
And the SDS, we bought
a little bit ahead.
21.37, we bought it at, right. So trying to see on the protection side. And the TBT, which is the Treasury bond, that continues to rise. That thing's at 41.30 now. So our target's 45. I think at 40, we'll look and see what happens when that gets to that level, if it ever does. We never know. But there's a lot. Again, listeners can go to PrincetonResearch.com and get that information and go to BillChippisShow.com. And we haven't, Mike, I haven't done anything in the aggressive stuff because it is at our target. Only thing, my last trade was actually short. And we just picked up a few points over at FuturesCom.com on that one. There's a lot to do at this time of the year, Charles. We have stocks that have moved heavy in the first part of the new year. Some things have really screamed, to be honest with you. I was taking a look at some charts the other day, and there's a lot of biotech stuff has taken off.
Yeah, that's a tough one, though, Bill, because, you know, that's overnight you get surprised, good or bad.
I know.
And unfortunately, you only get a couple of good ones for every, you know, for a bunch of bad ones.
Well, that's right.
That's what the, you know, you doing. Have that, but you know, it's kind of funny. Somebody was talking. I think somebody told me that Cramer was talking about JDS Uniphase, which is a name from the past, and it's, you know, it's just terrific. And you know, the stock is up 65 or 70% for the year, this year, which is, you know, just an amazing move. But I think people don't relate to the fact that it's been reverse split 1-for-8. And, you know, $24 looks really great, but it's still an $80 stock that's the equivalent of $3 down here.
Well, that's right. I mean, my charts will show that. A lot of these things have been we're still in that long process of recovery for many, many of these companies. We're just going to take the market one day at a time. Gold is going to, I think it's going to be range bound. So 1380, 7580 on top for now. 1415, it's a sale. If gold goes up there, it's an actual sale. I would short it, especially this into the late February period. There's a numerous stuff that we're looking for that are mature markets now that have rallied for 2 or 3 years in the commodity side that might start to take some dips. No matter what the news is out, you can start to see some reversals coming in the next few weeks. Those are some things we'll talk about next week. Maybe some grain markets that normally would be rising from now, but they're getting to a point where you might see some downside action on them. So I'd like to talk about those next week because it's a little bit too early yet. But the energy, Mike, the first thing we talked about was energy and what's going on around the world. Crude oil's up a little bit tonight. Now, I'm bullish crude because typically it makes its lows around this time of year. Okay, and it rises into the spring.
Or it could be the end of the month, too.
It
could be a couple more weeks of weakness.
Well, that doesn't really matter.
Rally takes
right.
Place.
I'm trying to buy it so I can get rid of it higher in the spring, in a
crude,
month or two.
You know, the March employment numbers that we get, you can expect on March the 4th, that's going to be the first Friday in March, your non-farm payroll number should be ebullient. You might get a tremendous number because of the weather impact that you had this month.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So you could get a big number, and that's going to cause oil prices to go higher.
And the dollar, Charles, you think the dollar looks like it's breaking out to the upside again?
Well, it is against the yen.
Right.
And
I had that
another
beautiful
thing
sale.
That I watch,
was that
I know that you guys like the ETFs, the UUP, which is the dollar index
right.
Bullish. It's one of the power shares. It looks to me, you know, it came down from June.
Right.
From a level of about 26 all the way down to about 22
right.
Between June and November, and then rallied back up about a third of the way. Now it's come down and it's tested those lows.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me, I think it closed about 22.5, 22.49 today. It looks a little stronger. Another thing that I noticed today on the news shows, on CNBC and on Fox, they were talking about the bonds that were just auctioned, and all of them are underwater. So higher rates.
Oh, wow.
And it's really difficult to not see a strong dollar with rates moving up.
Right. Well, you know what this dollar chart looks like? About 10 years ago, the euro at its lows.
At 87 and 88.
Yeah. When I was screaming for people to go long, the short the dollar, and right in that area.
I mean, this thing
is
really not particularly a great trading vehicle.
No, it's not. It's not. But
when when a major trend is equal to 3 points or 10% of it, but the fact is, it does show that it's trying to bottom here.
It's trying to hold up. Whether it does or not, I don't know. I'm still long dollars in at futures.com, and we did get out. We did a great trade. That was a beautiful trade in the shorting the yen and buying the dollar at its highs, and now it's moved down just a couple points.
I think we're long the TBT in the market letter.
We are long the TBT, right, Mike? No, I think that the TBT.
We bought it at the market.
Yeah.
On the opening last Monday.
Right, and we're still friendly to it. And
you're looking for 45.
Well, yeah. Actually, I don't want to tell you. You want me to scare you? Should I scare everybody? Tell you where I think it can go? Probably into the 52. But 45 would be just fine with me, because that was our target when we talked about the trade and when it was in the high 30s. Okay, and the 45 is fine. Okay.
Yeah, 45 was the site of the last break.
Right.
So the downside back earlier last year.
Right. So if we get up to 45 and get it out of that area, and that's fine because it'll start. It looks like it's breaking out again to the upside, but I can't. I don't know what the Fed's going to do with all these bonds, and I have no. And I don't. I listened to Bernanke's comments yesterday, and he's completely confident that they're gonna address issues before higher rates are pushed into the. Short part of the market, the near-term interest rates aren't going to rise anytime soon. Mike says we got inflation coming. Okay, I don't know. Grain markets have gone crazy. If nothing changes, I guess we can get $10 corn and $25 beans this summer. If something changes before that, we may get $9 beans and $5.50 corn. We don't know. The stock market may not hold up past March or April and have a good. Here's my thinking: what's going to happen, whether I'm right or wrong. We rally until March. We go through March, April, grinding higher, 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 and then we pull back to somewhere towards just above year-end levels. Charles, that's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a normal market would do. So I would say Dow on top, 12,600 maybe in the next month. You know, and that's giving the benefit of the doubt to the trend. And then a pull back towards 11,900. What do you think of that idea?
Yep. And you know? Then the summer rally.
And then the rally, and then we go through the whole thing again, and everybody gets worried about some big break, and then we end up in the autumn, and then we'll try to rally to the end of the year. So that's a plan. So how do you go about that plan? We'll tell you how to do that when we come right back at the Bill Chipper Show. Go to the website, BillChipperShow.com, PrincetonResearch.com. Get great information there.
FuturesCom, an independent advisor and research firm, helping you make sound investment decisions. Enjoy the perspective of over 26 years market and industry experience in global equities and commodities, precious metals, foreign exchange, and more. Professional guidance not driven by commission. For traders who want to materially improve their success rate, FuturesCom. Call us today or visit FuturesCom.com to learn more about a two-week free trial.
For information, call 772-236-9294.
WPSL hosts the longest-running talk show in the history of Treasure Coast Broadcasting. Listen at 9:05 Monday through Saturday mornings for Swap Shop, the program designed for you, the listener, to call in free of charge to buy, sell, and trade on the air. You'll meet friendly people.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Cliff.
These friendly people call in with great stuff.
I have a stainless steel kitchen sink with faucet for sale.
I have a 150cc dirt bike.
Three sets of golf clubs, a Harley Davidson 1998 Road King.
Listeners find bargains and callers pocket cash. Learn more about Swap Shop at WPSL.com and listen to Swap Shop Monday through Saturday mornings at 9:05 on WPSL 1590 and WPSLTV.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Thank you.
This is WPSL Port St. Lucie, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Welcome back to the Bill Chipper Show. So Charles and Mike, how do we take advantage? What stocks do you like between now and, say, the old March, late April period? Say we get a dip next week.
We try to have a balanced portfolio.
Okay.
We have a lot of winning trades on. Probably the only losing trade we have is the IYT. We're making money in the SSO, the Dolby, the TBTs. I can't think
McDonald's.
Of any other losing trade that we have.
Is the IYT the put? Is that what you're talking about?
IYT trade? Is the transportation put. And it
has protection, guys.
What happened, though, today it took off.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
It made a diamond.
And it broke out on top, so now I probably got to get rid of those and wait for that thing to get back up. That's protection,
I think,
though, guys. That's protection, okay? Protection.
I think we made enough in the SSO to cover the loss in the IYT.
Right. The protection for an overall long position is the wise thing to do. We're still at target areas, and we could easily have the transports go back up to 5,300 and turn around and end up back at 50-50 and over the next month. It may not go anywhere. Okay? So we have to be concerned that that thing is going to stall up in here for a broader period, longer than what most people want. We are only a month and a half away from a typical time of the year where the markets make their highs, and the transport historically has made its highs first. Okay. Now, Jones Soda, you like that, Charles, still.
Yeah, and I also like Level 3 a lot. Level 3 is a data delivery platform that's used by Netflix and a bunch of other both government and non-government entities. And the way that I like to play it, because it's a low-price stock, but we've been long the Level 3 June 50-cent calls. The stock closed today at $1.26.
Right.
The calls were purchased at 75 and 80 cents. So essentially no premium whatsoever for 5 months.
Right.
And this stock, you know, has no trouble moving, 10, 12, 15% any given week with any kind of good news.
It's been accumulated.
Again, right. As we were talking about it last week, it has one of those big saucer patterns.
Do you think we can get
accumulation?
Right.
And now it seems to be ready to work higher.
Yeah. And, it has some work to do to get back up to the 2008 levels, but you know what? It's one of those saucer bottom accumulation. Throw it in your back pocket, kind of, and give it.
Yeah,
and that's why.
Well, I like it. You know, I like it for that. You're not going to wake up in the morning and find the stock down 50%.
No.
But you know, 2-3% at a time.
That's perfect.
It just tends to move. As a matter of fact, it closed today, as I said, around 126 or so. If it goes through $1.30, the stock is well on its way to $1.50, $1.60. You know,
well,
doesn't seem like a lot, but that's meaningful on a percentage basis.
Well, on a percentage basis, it is meaningful, and I like that. And you also, a few minutes ago, you were talking about the UUP, and we'll let the dollar be on its own here. I'm looking at the dollar index for those who watch the index. Anything over 78.70 on a closing basis is bullish. So we're trying to get through that. 78.35 is where it's at right now. This is resistance in the dollar, okay? So we'll have to see how that goes over the next couple of weeks. Mike, now, you like Lucas Energy, of course. I think so over the you know, well, we're going to keep an eye on it, but at 220, it's holding its ground, so there's nothing going on there. You can keep long that. What about some other thing? Now, you're talking about, we mentioned silver and gold. Now, for a trade, the DZZ is just in case gold, perchance, decides to back off from that 1380 area. We'll watch that. But you think silver is it going to go through some kind of a dip now here, Charles, or what?
I'm probably going to want to sell the second half of the options.
Okay.
It's been a good trade. I think that the silver and the gold look and feel a little on the toppy side. As you said, it's most likely just, you know, the upper level of you know, the trading range.
Right.
And so, I'm probably going to back off the silver for a little while. I think that if the dollar gets stronger, the economy gets stronger, interest rates move up, I think, you know, that the silver and gold will get a little soft here. You know, in the past year or two, everybody and their brother's been looking for the tops, and
I'm not,
you know, the trade got so crowded on the upside, and of course that spelled a fairly nice.
Well, Mike, you know, silver at over $37 an ounce, Mike, and we're going to end up at $50 again, and you're going to look back and say, well, there we are, what goes around comes around, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Huh? Now, what's Bernanke going to do if the silver decides to break out over $50 and starts to do what gold did? And I want to tell you something, people. We got to be real careful with this, because if that happens, you know where it's going? Go $100 an ounce, and we will have hyperinflation. Right. So what are we going to do then? He's going to be able to, guess right?
The silver-gold ratio is getting really a lot closer back to what it should be. Where did the gold close today, Bill?
Probably around 13. I saw in a 1360 area. I have it right in front of me, so it's going to take just about 5 seconds to get the price up. Gold today is right now is at 1363, up a dollar. So
Okay, so that's about 42 or 43 to 1.
Gold looks
that's getting a little better. It used to be 35 to 1.
Right.
At the top of the market in 1981, it was $855 gold and $50 silver, which was absurdly low at 17 to 1.
Right.
So, it could go a distance to get back to that kind of a normalized. I think the normalized number, what was it, Mike, always about 35 to 1?
Something like that, 35, 38.
I think a little less than that.
Mike knows all about that, because you guys were all around when it sold. I remember, you know, these are not the same markets we had back then.
You didn't have I don't know that we have what we had in 81. You have to remember there was a family involved in that had the dubious distinction of losing $1 billion in three separate markets.
The Hunts trying
to corner the beans, the silver, and one more. I don't even remember what it was. But, the CFTC came in and changed the rules on everybody at in the last market, so I'm guessing that we're not going to have that much excess.
Well, the governments do try to change rules once in a while, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough when you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you hear liquidation only.
I remember that.
Specific commodity.
It was on the floor. I was standing in the Swiss francs at the time. I was on the floor.
It's amazing. Silver had like 9 up days.
I know, Mike.
Consecutively.
Yep.
9 up days in a row going into yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Strong.
9 up days. And yesterday was an up day even though it closed lower.
Yeah, it's Mike. It's hard. It's gone.
Would make 9 of last 10 up days.
Now silver is.
Today was a down day in silver.
It broke. It should consolidate for a bit. What happens during the consolidation? Does it pull back and get back? I mean, you know, people have to be understand that silver could break $10 from here. Could break about $8 back down to $21, $22, puts around there for a few months, and then go back to 30 again. Okay, so I don't.
Well, the SLV, which is what we've been playing,
traded almost 14 million shares today, almost.
Right.
Yeah.
They traded more of those than they traded Apple.
Great trader.
Probably. Right.
It is a great trader. But again, it closed at 29.5 about, and the 50-day moving average is down around looks like 28. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see this consolidate and go sideways.
Now what's
even
the
if
high of
makes a new high?
A silver high.
I think, you know, 27 would probably be an interesting area to look to buy it again.
The silver futures, okay, today, the high this month is
well, tomorrow's going to be very interesting to see the balance of trade figure.
30.50.
Yeah, comes out before the opening.
One of my numbers is 30.36 to 30.45. So if silver can't get over 30.50... then it'll pull back.
Today's
trade
balance showed a figure of minus $50 billion.
I couldn't do that. I can't call a top in silver or gold. A gold, I think, can top in the 14, 15. I would go short. Trade balance, Mike. So you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be at the consensus?
No, I have no idea what it's going to be, but we're prepared because I mean we do have balance in our portfolio.
And the big news, though, out is really is what's going to be occupying the airwaves tonight, and we all know that, on the TVs and all the talk shows and everything, is what's going on in Egypt. Can you, Mike,
are stocks that seem like they're high-priced. Monsanto seems like it's high-priced.
Right.
You can look at that at 75. It seems high. Amazon seems high at 190.
Yeah.
Seems out of line as a retailer.
All right. They are.
Tell me what you think of those.
Well, Monsanto. Well, here, I'll tell you what I think. I got a big cycle going on. We think beans are going to top. Usually, normally, grain markets, and Monsanto's has to do with foodstuffs, okay? Normally, grain markets will go into mid-February on a decline from a beginning of the year decline, which they haven't done this year. Only a few times do they rally into early February, and one of the few times is after a 2.5-year run, there's a lot of cycle analysis, a lot of things like that I'm looking at. It's possible that some grains could peak in mid-February, and you could take a good 2-3-4-week break. That would make up for Monsanto rolling over here, Mike. Okay, you could get Monsanto to roll over and get back down to the $69. It might be an idea to start looking at those puts again. Okay? That's over the next 2 weeks. It does seem high. But, that the trend is up on these things, and I don't want to fade them. But you could easily get a pullback in Monsanto back down to the 50-day moving averages, like $68. I'm looking at, look what Ford did. Ford broke down. It broke its 50-day moving average, and Ford is giving sell signals. Have you looked at Ford lately, Charles?
Yeah, Ford looks to me like it's
going back to 13 bucks.
50-day are actually going to cross back to the downside.
Well, I use a 55 and a 21, and they crossed and already.
Yeah.
So all that stuff's crossed, right? So
I think the stock will probably be pretty well supported at $13.
Right, but that's coming from
$13 on a $16 stock trading options. That's a pretty nice return.
Right. I mean, well, Here's the issue, though, Charles, okay? That puts Ford back in price back to the August and October highs.
Right. Right where it broke out from.
Right, and that's what the general market ought to do. It's whenever it does break.
Yeah.
Right. And that,
I got to tell you, I'm looking at one here that everybody saw the news on that I'm beginning to feel, you know the old expression, everybody's never right?
Yeah.
If I'm beginning right, to look at Cisco here.
What stock is that?
Yes. Cisco. Reported earnings last night, traded down $2, ended up down $3.
What stock is that? SYCO?
No, no. CS.
CSCO.
And it's.
You mean the Cisco? That's horrible.
Yeah, and,
what
and if you look at the chart. If you look at the chart on a daily basis and you see the gaps to the downside, they occur at absolutely every every earnings report. The last four earnings reports in a row, the stock has gapped down. What was it down today? It was down 312
to
about 19. So it was down 15%.
They're going to buy their own stock and support it here?
But I'm beginning to think that everybody hates it and everybody is never right. I mean, I don't know that I'd buy it right here, but I'd certainly, I'd certainly start to think about it, or maybe do, buy some 3-month calls a little bit out of the money, and if the stock moved up, sell the next series. So, kind of bull spread it. But at some point in time, this is a stock that's down from 82.
I know.
Down here. They're still a leader in the business.
But I understand all of that, and I'm longer, in the big picture, real bullish something like this, okay, the U.S. company. But you know what? This is not really good action, guys.
No, it's terrible action.
So what's the market
telling? Terrible.
Why is the
market everybody
telling
and their brother hates it?
Well,
interesting though is it has less. I checked the short interest on it this afternoon after the close. And there's a 59 million share short, which, based on today's volume, is about 45 minutes worth of trading. Stock traded 559 million.
You think
today.
Those shorts are probably? I would say the shorts should be getting.
There
out.
Aren't. There's no meaningful short in the stock.
So no one's short.
I know 59 million shares sounds like a lot.
Everybody's long this
but
thing.
But when you trade 59 million shares a day, and this is a stock. I did a little bit of work on this. Since 1990, 100 shares in this stock, essentially at roughly a dollar, is equal to 14,400 shares. And it looks to me, when you really look at the chart in that kind of context, like a monthly chart.
I am looking at one right now.
It looks like if you could buy this stock around $16.
That's exactly what I was saying, right. Why don't we wait till, right.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like I said, I'm not sure that I would buy it here, but this is another one of them.
You look at this. $16.90 in about a month or two.
If you look in 2001 to date, just the last 10 years, all you got is a sideways consolidation between $12 and, it's a big consolidation because of the splits, but between 12 and 30, most of it,
between
16 and 24.
So what we'll do is we'll figure out an option strategy, too. I want to talk
about
this.
I'll work on that and put it in the letter on Sunday.
We'll talk about that after we get back in the break, and Mike's going to have some comments and about the oil market. I want to have some questions with him because he's the guy that's been in the business a long time. Charles, I don't guess how long you've been, so I'm not going to even go down that road. But I want to get an idea of what's happening with this Egypt thing, because that's going to be on the news. We'll be right back after Bill Chippen.
FuturesCom, an independent advisor and research firm, helping you make sound investment decisions. Enjoy the perspective of over 26 years market and industry experience in global equities and commodities, precious metals, foreign exchange, and more. Professional guidance not driven by commission. For traders who want to materially improve their success rate, FuturesCom. Call us today or visit FuturesCom.com to learn more about a 2-week free trial.
For information, call 772-236-9294.
WPSL Digital 1590 presents StormTrack weather from News 12. Now with a look at the evening and overnight forecast, here's Chief Meteorologist John Matthews.
Mostly cloudy skies are a remainder of our day and some passing showers still in the plan as we go into our evening hours. So look for about a 60% chance of some more downpours coming at us. Our low tonight drops down to around 60 degrees. It'll be mild. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies to start the day and still about a 30% chance of some showers around the early part of our Friday. And then the winds out of the northwest around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, we get back to full sunshine with the afternoon highs right in the upper 60s. There's your weather. I'm CBS 12 Chief Meteorologist John Matthews on WPSL Digital 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
And thank you, John. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, WPSL Digital 1590 and News 12, the ones to turn to on the Treasure Coast for up-to-date weather and news.
This is WPSL Port St. Lucie, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Welcome back to the Bill Chippa Show. Charles, quickly, you're going to put about Cisco on an option strategy looking forward 6-8 months. Could you do, is that an idea of yours?
Well, it probably will, yeah. Okay. I'll probably do that this weekend for the weekly comments.
Good.
Monday
morning. Well, everybody can get that at Weekly Market Strategies, the letter this weekend. Go to BillChippaShow.com for the link, Princeton Research for the link. Mike, the energy, we're going to give energy a few minutes here.
Well, like, you know, if you buy the Cisco at 19 and sell the May 19 call, you get more than a buck for it.
You can buy Cisco at what?
So that returns about 25% a year.
You're going to buy the stock at $19? It's going to $15-16. We're not going to buy it. Leave it alone.
Or if you wait for it to go there.
Well, we're going to wait for it to drop. The chart looks lousy for whatever reason. I don't care why. It doesn't matter. Let it come down. Look, that might be something that we can look at when the whatever noise comes this summer. Okay, like, you know, Charles, 16, 18, I'm not gonna. We're not gonna buy it just because it's down hard today. The monthly.
Yeah.
Looks
no. Because if you look at the chart,
you know, no
on
way.
The last three in
it
a
just,
last
it just fell
four
apart.
Earnings in a row, it never really recovered enough to buy
no.
just for the bounce.
No, it looks lousy for whatever reason, and also Best Buy looks lousy on the monthlies and is rolling over also for whatever
yeah.
reason.
And in fact. That's why I did the work on the Dolby,
right?
Because Best Buy sells things that Dolby is
right.
included
and,
in,
there you
and
go.
For the calendar,
right.
looking at it, there's not much in the way of holiday shopping left at this time of the year.
No.
For Best Buy
and
or
Dolby,
for Dolby
chart. Now Dolby broke down. It can hold here, but yeah. it's a big broad top on a long term basis, and that could be breaking down too. Nothing, you know, everybody loves everything. You know, the market is starting to bifurcate itself into sections. For instance, if the emerging market, like, you know, we talked about the Indian shares today. That's part of brick. Whatever happened to that? That thing's dead. What happened there?
Yep.
Completely fell apart. Now, okay, well, it's only down a little bit. Here, it's at 20. I'm just looking at a Nifty 50 ETF. It made its high in October. It's sitting here now. Here it is, February, and we're basically at the August and July lows. These are not good action. Money's leaving that stuff. The FXI, the Chinese stock market, okay, right? That just is sitting right on top. Okay, well, it's on its 55-day moving average, which is $40, 41 bucks. The problem here is that's back now to September's lows almost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if our stock market goes to the September lows, we'd all be screaming. S&P be back at 1150, to, you know, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why the protection part is important. But it's not happening. Ours is rising. Now, can ours still rise and these things can break? Absolutely, guys. Okay?
And frankly, I think that it has a lot to do with the dollar strength.
I think as long as there's a strong dollar.
I mean, it's from a safety standpoint for the rest of the world.
Look.
Not because you should invest in the U.S. market just because the dollar's strong.
No, but.
But it's a safety issue.
If your currency is holding value, okay, if the dollar holds value, there's less reasons for big money
to get out of it, and more reasons. Okay, and that's my opinion. So a stronger dollar.
Well, it's not only
helps.
That. You know, if you really think about it, Bill, when you get into some of these emerging markets, the size of the market is so small.
Right.
In comparison to any of our indexes or our markets,
right.
That, you know, you get a lot of people in and they're not really thinking about the value of the currency or anything else. It pushes those markets so hard because they're so small.
Right. And it creates distortions, and that's the global economic thing we're in. Energy, Mike, we only got about 4 minutes here. What's your opinion of what's happening in Egypt? Is that going to pan itself? Is it going to lead to higher energy? And do you think that it will spread, number one, to other countries in the Middle East? That's my question. And number two, you're saying there's nowhere for oil to go but up. I'm long oil at Futures.com. I'm bullish. I've been trying to buy unleaded gas. I missed a buy here. I'll try to buy a dip. I was going to buy it today. I want to let it dip a little bit. So where are your price projections, or where do you think oil should be? And any quick stocks you can just name a few symbols out to us for that we can look at over the next few weeks.
Sounds like we might have lost Mike.
Mike's well,
no,
we,
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you're
Mike,
both
oil.
Hey, go ahead. I hear Charles very well.
Okay, oil, where's it going?
I think it's going to struggle to go down to 82 between now and the end of February.
Okay.
And then it's going to take off like a rocket.
Okay.
And then in March, you're going to see a big move up, take us up $10 to like 92, and then April and May go up $10. So like by the end of May, you'll see, unfortunately, you'll probably see 105 to 107.
Good. That's an idea. And stocks, in the meantime, get all that information at Weekly Market Strategies, and of course you can.
And I think now it's under pressure.
Right.
And if the dollar gets stronger, it looks like the dollar gets stronger. A stronger dollar should weigh on the metals, oil, and the market and stocks.
Well, I think oil can act independently. It hasn't really. I think oil, I'm buying oil for a seasonal. It's usually going to rise until spring for whatever reason. I don't care whether it's Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mid East, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter to me. I hope it goes to $95 tomorrow. I'd be happy. Okay, Charles, how's that sound? It doesn't matter, okay? I don't care. Go up a...
Mike, what's the relationship with our oil to the Brent crude? I noticed that spread, which was about
Brent's
16...
Brent's gone to a tremendous premium.
Yeah, and I noticed that I heard somebody talking about it reversing today a dollar or two.
You know,
Well,
they shouldn't be that much of a difference, okay? But it is. I have some oil guys.
Even coming in a dollar, it's still like $13 or $14.
It tells us our oil price is going higher, guys. That's what it tells me, okay?
Okay.
That's for me, that's simple. And we're also getting a very firm heating oil and unleaded gas product market in this country. Those charts are breaking out to the upside.
I believe that we're long the dollar in our market letter.
I like to be long the dollar, but I think the dollar can rise and oil can rise at the same time.
I wouldn't buy oil yet.
Well,
personally, I would wait.
$85, $87 is where I'm looking for it to hold. So far, it's doing. But you can wait. $83, that's fine too. But
well, it's just about there.
I understand. It's up a dollar tonight at $86.88. If it closes over $86.90, then I'd say that oil's back on its way to. If it closes, excuse me. Anything over $88.50, it's on its way back into the 90s now. So, you know, I'm not in a hurry to get rid of it. How does that? And Lucas Energy, we'll talk about that on the BillChipperShow.com. I'll put the press release out. Charles, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, always.
Everybody can get the Weekly Market Strategies. Charles will have some comments in there, and I'll put some comments in there. Mike's going to have the stocks. I want everybody to go.
You should put it up on your website.
I'm going to put it up on the website. PrincetonResearch.com is going to have it. And BillChipperShow.com. Go there. Go to Facebook, too. I got a Facebook page, Bill Chippers Show. Real easy to get to. I want you guys to have a great weekend. And we'll look for the market to do what the market's going to do. The Dow is at close today at 12,229. The resistance on top is 12,300 to 12,000, say 360. And you should find buyers.
Look, we have a lot of winning trades. You can make sure take a look and see what you want to do for this next week.
We're going to do that at Weekly Market Strategies, Mike. Have a great weekend, Mike. I'll talk to you, okay? Bye-bye now. Thanks a lot, Charles, for coming on the show. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Bill Chippa Show. Brought to you by FuturesCon. Heard every Thursday evening in the 6 o'clock hour right here. The Bill Chippa Show. Just another one of the many reasons why WPSL Port St. Lucie is the talk of the Treasure Coast.